Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: Watchful in Prayer. Chapter 6. Watch, therefore, praying. Finally, as the last chapter of this theme, we would like to address more specifically the title of this material, namely, Watchful in Prayer or Watch in Prayer. God speaks to human beings in various ways, even if they are unwilling to listen to Him. And the initiative of proposing the relationship of God with human beings has always started by the Lord and continues to come from God's side. Job 33:14-18. For God may speak in one way, or in another, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, while slumbering on their beds. Then He opens the ears of men, and seals their instruction. In order to turn man from his deed, and conceal pride from man, He keeps back his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword. God is much more interested in talking to people and hearing people talk to Him than the people themselves are. We saw earlier that the Lord's ear is not heavy so that it cannot hear, just as His hand is not shortened so that He cannot save. Nevertheless, part of the Lord's very speech to people also awaits their return to Him, an aspect in which prayer to God represents the manifestation through which a person demonstrates that one wants to interact with the Lord and that one wants God's action in one's life. When someone talks to a person over and over again and this individual never replies the first, the tendency is that the person who always takes the lead in the conversation will also withdraw from looking for the person who never responds, for a person who never responds to the individual who seeks him or her many times also demonstrates, with one's posture, the disinterest or little real interest in communicating with the other party. A person may yet claim that one does not know how to pray. However, before the Lord, this too does not represent an impediment, for prayer is learned by practicing and exposing oneself to the teaching of the Lord, as we have seen repeatedly in previous chapters. Prayer is the human being's reciprocal to the voice of the Lord. However, in many situations when it is not practiced, the Lord also withholds Himself in the sense of not acting in a specific way in favor of the individual's life who does not pray to Him. Considering that a person's prayer to God is a way to express to the Lord, with the heart and by words, that one wants to be exposed to Him and what comes from Him, when a person refrains from praying, also what is associated with being released by the Lord after that same person's response to Him may come to be suspended from being granted to an individual. The primary benefit of a Christian's willingness to want to communicate with God is the growing fellowship that is established between the Lord and the one who believes in Him, and yet, that from this fellowship, many of the aspects of the Christian's development in the salvation offered to him or her by the Lord are released and which are not learned or manifested if a person abstains from the practice of prayer. The Lord Jesus Christ declared that the one who does not abide in Him can do nothing. That is, what an individual produces without remaining in Christ will not be something actually generated according to God's will for one's life. The written word of the Lord reinforces the centrality of abiding in Him from various angles, expressions, and teachings, showing, therefore, that prayer is a crucial attitude for this permanence to be cultivated and maintained. Thus, given the importance that prayer has in the aspect of Christians to remain united with Christ and to value what has been given them by the grace of the heavenly kingdom, the Lord also instructs them, in a very objective way, not to neglect or not distracted from remaining in the primordial aspects of the Christian life, using for this the reference to the verb to watch or similar, as exemplified below. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Mark 13:37. And what I say to you, I say to all, watch. Revelation 3:11. Behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. The Christian in the world does not find oneself in a calm environment and that naturally leans towards the ways of the Lord. On the contrary, the Christian in the world is in a context that insistently works so that people turn away from the path of the Lord and come to oppose the eternal Creator. Although a Christian can have abundant inner peace because of the presence of Christ in one's heart, one's surroundings are troubled and vile. Hence, one needs to learn to be continually on the alert or watchful in the Lord. 1 Peter 5:8-9. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Nevertheless, what does to be vigilant or watchful more specifically mean? What should be watched, and how should something be guarded? In one of the Psalms recorded in the Scriptures, we find a very significant or vital answer to the questions mentioned in the above paragraphs, namely Psalms 127, 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it, unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Looking at the last text mentioned above, we can see that the work of being vigilant is futile or inappropriate if the central aspect of being watchful is not present. If a person reads the texts on being watchful carelessly and does not associate them with the essential condition of fellowship with the Lord, one may make enormous vigilance efforts and still not reap its benefits by not sticking to the central aspect of any work of being watchful concerning one's life. Considering the last psalm quoted above once more, we can observe that the main watching work of a Christian is that he or she is always watching whether the Lord is watching for him or her. No human being, in oneself, is skilled enough to manage to set up a watching system that will protect him or her from the devil's tricks, the darkness, the world, and its cunning snares. Nevertheless, if a person adopts the Lord as the one who watches over one's life, one will not be taken by surprise or deceived, for the Lord can never be taken by surprise or deceived by anyone or any other creature. The Lord is always attentive, and the Lord never sleeps or will sleep. Psalms 121, 1-8. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from whence comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved, he who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper, the Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil, he shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, and even forevermore. Neither mountains, that is, nor the elevated or high places, nor fortresses or isolated places, can guard and help people if the Lord is not the one who protects and watches over them, for people, in their own refuges, still remain vulnerable to those around them or themselves. When a person stumbles or becomes involved in some deceit or cunning craftiness, it is not because the Lord has been deceived, but the person oneself may have let one's guard down in the matter of remaining in fellowship with the Lord. Here, however, it is worth emphasizing that being under the Lord's watch does not mean that a person will never be exposed to hardships and persecutions on earth. There are several persecutions that come upon Christians without them having been negligent in fellowship with the Lord. In the world, there are actions that oppose the children of God precisely because they watch to keep themselves under the care of the Lord and to live and walk according to His will. 2 Timothy 3:12. Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Matthew 5:10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. 1 Peter 4:3-4. 4 and 14. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lusts, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part he is blasphemed, but on your part he is glorified. When a Christian remains in fellowship with God, the Lord himself will comfort and instruct this individual to act when there is opposition because of one's perseverance in the work of abiding in Christ and his ways. Therefore, the Christian needs to be watchful, as a matter of priority, if one is in continuous communication with God so that the Lord always guides one's life, warns the Christian also about dangers that are possible to be avoided, and leads him or her through deliverances in those aspects that arise as opposition in the Christian's journey according to the will of God. 2 Thessalonians 3:1-2. Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may run swiftly and be glorified, just as it is with you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. A Christian needs to take shelter in the hiding place of God Most High to be continually under God's watch, remembering that the hiding place granted by God Most High to his children is the Lord Jesus Christ. It is in Christ that a Christian must be hidden or sheltered under the Lord's watch. Psalms 31, 19-20. Oh, how great is your goodness, which you have laid up for those who fear you, which you have prepared for those who trust in you in the presence of the sons of men. You shall hide them in the secret place of your presence from the plots of man, you shall keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Colossians 3, 1-3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. And when we return to reviewing that the place for a person to be under the Lord's watch on one's behalf is in Christ, we also return once more to what has been commented on as the essence of perseverance in prayer, which is perseverance in living and voluntary fellowship with the Lord on the part of the one who was called by God to it. Briefly, then, since this topic has been approached extensively in other themes and the previous chapters of the present material, a Christian hides oneself in Christ, through faith, while maintaining bilateral communion with the Lord, while elevating one's thoughts to hear the things that are from above where Christ sits, as well as while one keeps expressing oneself to the Lord in what it is one's duty to do. A Christian ceases to hide in God when the things of earth begin to overwhelm one's fellowship with the Lord, which, in other words, is to say that a Christian ceases to hide in God also when one stops practicing prayer. When a Christian fails to be attentive to listening to God, as well as responding to God's voice addressed to him or her, one begins to come out of the hiding place of God Most High, the position of the Lord's watch. One begins to lean on one's own thoughts or the thoughts surrounding him or her and that do not come from God. If a Christian stops to care about listening to God and refrains from expressing oneself in return to the Lord, one is vulnerable in one's vigilance and security, for one lacks the God-given discernment to keep oneself on the path or will of the Lord, which brings us back to the following text. Ephesians 5:14-17. Therefore he says, "Awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Through the text of Ephesians 5, quoted above, God does not call a person, first, to wake up and rise to perform works for Christ, but to present oneself to the Lord Jesus to be enlightened by Him in the will of God, a situation in which awakening to the point of standing ready before Christ can also be a way of describing what the practice of prayer is. The psalmist of Psalm 25, when he prays to be guided in the paths that lead to true life, does not ask the Lord to bless the ways that the psalmist himself chose. Instead, he asks to be led in the paths that the Lord establishes for his life, because only the ways of the Lord are according to truth and mercy, as well as, or for this very reason, they are also the only ways in which there is protection and lasting security indeed for the soul, as described below. Psalms 25, 1-21. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in you, let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Indeed, let no one who waits on you be ashamed, let those be ashamed who deal treacherously without cause. Show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation, on you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindnesses, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions, according to your mercy remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore he teaches sinners in the way. The humble he guides in justice, and the humble he teaches his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth, to such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. Who is the man that fears the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way he chooses. He himself shall dwell in prosperity, and his descendants shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with those who fear him, and he will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn yourself to me, and have mercy on me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart have enlarged, bring me out of my distresses. Look on my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider my enemies, for they are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Keep my soul, and deliver me, let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. So, when we begin to understand that watching is related to watching, if we are abiding in the Lord and if we remain responding appropriately to the Lord's instructions and directions, we can also understand more fully what the Lord Jesus Christ warned us to be attentive to, which also encompasses watching in prayer, as explained in the following texts. Luke 21, 36. Watch therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Colossians 4, 2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Ephesians 6, 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. In several texts of the so-called New Testament, we find the expression watch and pray, showing us that when watching is associated with praying, this also implies the following points. First, watch to see if you are praying. Second, since you are praying, watch to be attentive to what the Lord has said and to the words that He continues to instruct. Third, once you are listening, also watch to answer the Lord concerning the position and the readiness to follow in the will and paths appointed by the Lord. Watch, therefore, and pray always is another way of saying pray without ceasing, alerting us the Lord, in other words, to the importance of a person not straying from bilateral fellowship with Him. The Lord calls us to pray or gives us the privilege to pray to Him because He wants us to be well. Thus, prayer is a practice for the good of the one who prays. In this way, Christ's appeal to a person to watch if one is praying is for this person to watch not to turn away from what is beneficial to him or her, or, mainly, from the one who is beneficial to him or her and wants one's eternal good. Perseverance in prayer helps a person to escape from many tribulations that will come upon the portion of humanity that abstains from God, as well as protects them always to be standing or ready before the presence of the Lord Jesus to be enlightened and instructed by Him. Therefore, the one who remains vigilant in prayer is not taken by surprise as if he or she were walking in darkness, unless one does not watch and voluntarily or by personal distraction abstains oneself from the light. 1 Thessalonians 5, 1-10. But concerning the times and the seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief in the night. For when they say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them, as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. And they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep, as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God did not appoint us to wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with Him. The individual who watches through praying, or watches if one is keeping oneself in prayer before the Lord, is not taken by surprise by the darkness, for this person remains in the refuge of the light, in the hiding place of God Most High, or before the eyes of whom all and all things are disclosed, patent, or open. Hebrews 4, 13-14. And there is no creature hidden from His sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account. Seeing then that we have a great High Priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. A person dissociated from fellowship with Christ is a person who places oneself in an area vulnerable to fascination or deception because one does not cling to Christ as the truth for one's life, and one's vigilance becomes vain by distancing oneself from the love of the truth. A subject covered more broadly in the themes about the gospel of God's righteousness, the gospel of the glory of God and the glory of Christ, and another gospel or a different gospel, also exemplified in the texts below. 1 Corinthians 2, 14-16. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 2 Thessalonians 2, 9-10. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Therefore, to be spiritual is to love the truth, to love Christ who is the truth, and is to discern what needs to be discerned according to the instruction or according to the mind of Christ, to whom a Christian also has access through prayer. It is to keep accessing Christ continually that a Christian is called to watch in prayer. We also have already mentioned that the call of the Lord Jesus Christ for every Christian to be in prayer at all times is not to put on them a hard weight, rule, or a difficult task to be carried out. On the contrary, continual prayer or the specific and direct search for God is an indescribable benefit bestowed upon every person who believes in Christ Jesus as one's Lord and Savior. In addition to being a person's way of consulting the Lord, asking for wisdom, and agreeing with God's will in one's life, continual prayer or continually seeking the Lord is a way through which one can be instructed in the paths of the Lord and also receive the warnings of what does not come from the kingdom of light. Keeping always watching in prayer, or remaining in continual fellowship with God, corresponds to the continued acceptance of the offer of the newness of life that the Lord offers to all human beings, but which also protects the Christian even from oneself or the weaknesses of one's flesh towards the practice of good and that strongly oppose the purpose of the Spirit of the Lord in one's life. Matthew 26:41. Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The Spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Prayer is a widely satisfactory way for a person to present oneself to the Lord in all that one needs. Therefore, it is also so vital that each person remains vigilant in practicing it in the most varied moments and circumstances of one's life. Thus, watch if you are continuously praying. Always watch if you are remaining in the living fellowship with God. Praise God for speaking to His children, as well as for the fact that He, in His love for each of His children, provides them with the opportunity to draw close to Him, adding yet the granting of His Holy Spirit to help them in everything, even when they do not know how to pray. In many ways and through many gifts, the Lord speaks to human beings and still gives them all the help to be able to return His voice, but also informing them that watching to remain in the practice of such a great gift involves each individual who has been called to fellowship with the Lord, for this call is an opportunity or an offer of the Lord, and not an imposition. Galatians 4:6-7. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore you are no longer a slave but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Romans 8:14-17, 26-27, and 38-39. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the Spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with Him, that we may also be glorified together. Likewise the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Now he who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities nor powers, nor things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor any other created thing, shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. The main work of watching that God calls people to perform is to remain in Christ, for, in Christ, the vigilance over the most varied aspects of the life of the one who is in Him belongs to the Lord who can always guard and instruct those who believe in Him. John 8:12. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. Revelation 3:10. Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world, to test those who dwell on the earth. John 10:27-29. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. When the Lord calls us to watch, at all times, praying, The Lord does it because He is also ready to hear us at all times and in all that we need to live and walk in His will. So, since the Lord, our God, abundantly overflows His mercy and long-suffering towards all human beings to call them to salvation, how much more, then, shall He not do it towards those who respond to His call to draw near to Him? Romans 5:10-11. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. Psalms 4:1. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have relieved me in my distress, have mercy on me, and hear my prayer. Psalm 66:16-20. Come and hear, all you who fear God, and I will declare what He has done for my soul. I cried to Him with my mouth, and He was extolled with my tongue. If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. But certainly God has heard me, He has attended to the voice of my prayer. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor His mercy from me. Therefore, Luke 21:36. Watch therefore, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Final greetings. Psalms 146:10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14:7. Worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.